أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So today, an encouragement to be able to recite salawat in every aspect of our life. Standing, sitting, whatever we're doing, sandwich everything between a salawat. You know, it is the only thing that we do that divinity does as well. So Surah Al-Ahzab, Ayah 56. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Indeed, Allah and His angels send salawat on the Prophet. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe. Sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. You too send salawat on him and salute him and send him this peace with an awesome salutation. But I'd like to tell you a story. So the Prophet was sitting with Imam Ali in a garden that had so many trees. And a bee came towards them, circling around them. It started circling above them for quite some time. And the Prophet said, "This bee has made us his guests today. It's communicating to me. And it has said that it has put some honey to be collected by Imam Ali." On hearing this, Imam Ali went to collect the honey. The Prophet then addressed the bee and he said, "O bee, surely your food is from the flowers which are bitter in taste. How does it change to such sweet honey?" The bee said, "Ya Rasulallah, O Messenger of Allah, surely the sweetness of the honey comes from the blessing of mentioning your name and the names of your Ahlul Bayt. When we draw the nectar of the flowers, we're inspired to invoke salawat, to invoke blessings upon you and your Ahlul Bayt three times. Therefore, when we eat, it is just the mention of salawat that turns the honey sweet." I love this story. I absolutely love it. Every single time I think of a bee, I look at a bee, I look at food, I think of honey. I always remember the three salawat that made this honey sweet. So if you want to change your life, if you want life to become palatable, if you want anything in life to be palatable, just keep on reciting salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to recite salawat throughout our lives, to live with salawat and to die with salawat. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim.